Let me add a story. I'm at a university, and in universities they're real dumb because the only way they know how to learn things is by studies. And anything significant that you could learn comes from a story. So everything about community is never about studies. It's always about stories. It's the language of community. And here's a story. I met a woman in a town called Powell River, which is in British Columbia. It's at the end of the Pan American Highway. When you can't go any further north on the highway. And this woman took on the responsibility of offering hospitality from that community by seeing if she could welcome people into community life who were at the edge. And at the edge of town was, her name is Maggie Hansen, incidentally, and at the edge of town was a group home, really on the edge, almost in the country. And it was a group home with eight middle-aged to elderly men. And so she visited there, got to know each of these men personally and thought about their gifts. And then one by one, she began to ask them to join her, and she took them into the town and introduced them to people who had an interest like theirs and began the weaving back into community life of these men. But she said to me, there was one man, he's very tall, seemed always to dress in white, and he didn't speak, and the people at the group home said he never spoke. And he always stood at the door as she was in the living room with the men. And so after she had introduced maybe five or six of these men in the community life, and they had come back and told everybody else what they were doing, the silent man began to understand what was happening when people left, right? And she said, one day as I was leaving, there was a fence around the home and a gate. She said, I walked out and he was standing at the gate. And as I got close to him, he moved his lips. And I couldn't hear him. And I got very close. And he said, I had to put my ear almost to his mouth. And he was saying, take me. Take me. Take me. Right? Everywhere there are still that silent person at the gate wanting to strengthen our communities with their gifts. Now, Judith Snow has helped me. What? Why is he over there? Why isn't he here as a friend? And I think, in a way, it's because all of us are broken, but only some people get named by their brokenness. Right? Or we say they're wounded, and they get named by their wounded. I'm wounded. Or I think we're all cracked. We're like a cup. We've all got a crack. Right? And some of us people don't name us by it. And others of us, they do. And I recently heard a great old singer, a guy named Leonard Cohen. How many of you know Leonard Cohen? Okay. And as he sang, he said something that leaped out to me. I wrote it down so I could bring it here. Right. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. And that's how the light gets out.